For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Trista's already laughing. TK, what's happening? Is that Prince?
I mean, I jumped in where it's like, if you want to be here, you'll be here. Contract's a contract. And that one hit close to home. I was like, what?
Well, all right. All right.
Nope.
Bro, that was a crazy one.
That was probably the yo, that was.
That's the top of the list.
Yeah, that's top.
That's top. That's top of the list.
Oh,
whoa.
Wow. Hey.
Happy birthday, Dame.
Bruh. Hey. All right.
That was
hey.
The one.
Come on, TK.
That's the one.
Let's go. Let it out, baby. We're here for you. Come on. Let it out. We got you.
Whoa.
Oh, that was epic. Go ahead. Let's
Happy
talk.
Happy birthday.
No,
come on. No, come on. This is the pivot. This is the pivot. You talking.
Man.
We talking.
It's the pivot podcast. I have till tomorrow to decide whether I'm staying with Odyssey. They have given me the full Shanahan. I'm currently in the Brandon Ayuk. We are currently in Brandon Ayuk status. Only there's no Steelers for me.
So
right
nah,
now.
That's yeah. not necessarily true yeah. though. That's yeah. not necessarily yeah. true. Here's
well, there's
what
no
I'll
first
say.
First round picks on the other end. There's
See,
no
well,
picks. There's
yeah.
no.
Here's what I'll say. The last text conversation since you threw it out there in rather dramatic fashion. the last conversation we had, I asked you a specific question because I think you need to leave. That's my opinion. Like, you're not going to grow anymore in this company. That's honest to God how I feel. Like, this is still at its core. This is still a radio company. They can position themselves as whatever they want to.
Mm.
This is still a radio company. And, you know, you're building something over there in the Bet GM department. But I think you're bigger than this. That's always been my opinion, is you're bigger than this. And I think you should leave.
Trying to figure out if I can do both. And if I can do both, then maybe I can do that for the short term. Chatty House, though, if you want to make me feel like I should jump off the plank, go ahead to my Instagram and subscribe. And let me see if we can figure out anything.
While you're there, like my new video. While you're subscribing to Trista, like my new video,
like and subscribe,
even make
just
a little,
look, just looking alone will help out. You know, get them views up, man. Get them views up for my guy.
Anyone who subscribes, I'll send a personal video to.
Well,
and it won't be from the garden. So just stop with that.
Your Instagram is approaching. It's approaching 100,000.
I think it'll be 100,000 before I leave Portland back to DC.
You're in a social media category by yourself. That's my opinion.
I need to recognize that and respect that. To be honest with you,
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's a big article that came out today in Barrett Sports Media. And I know we don't, it's not like, that's not like saying much.
No, it could have come out in a high school newspaper.
Yeah, but I saw this. I know you probably can't see me.
No.
So they're talking about Danny Parkins, who's moving on to FS1. And he wanted to do a podcast with The Volume, and they wouldn't let him. The ultra suits wouldn't let him. And they said, stars don't forget these things. It's one of radio's biggest mistakes, thinking that they can control top talent. You work with your best assets, not against them. ESPN does that with Stephen A., Pat McAfee, Kirk Herbstreit, allowing all three flexibility to pursue additional projects. Radio needs to do the same. TV and digital can pay more. And if radio tries to handcuff its top stars, they'll eventually lose them. Talent wants flexibility and the opportunity to grow their brand exposure and earnings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point.
I felt that, and then I jumped on here, and I was like, wow. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I really believe, you know, and I don't know everything about the situation, but in this day of age, man, like, number one, you – and speaking of just talent and the talent that you are, you're capable of having multiple platforms. You know what I mean? And you're like, that's the way, like that article said, that's the way it should be. You know what I mean? Like, and to be honest with you, like times are too hard. It's too expensive to live to just be like, hey, just stay here and don't get any other money. What? Like, unless you going to up my pay to make it worth my while, if somebody wants to offer me an opportunity to make more money, that I need to be able to take that. Simple as that. And even in your situation, I'm not saying I'm going
to
leave you. I'm just saying,
like,
while you're giving me, like, yeah, I got
to
be able to go. Life is too hard. You know what I'm saying? Life is way too hard for you to be handcuffing me and making sure I don't make any other money.
Do you know how much a continuous glucose monitor is every 2 weeks? I think it's like $75.
Life is hard, man. So yeah, don't hamstring my that more than the creative aspect. The money talks to me in that one. Now you're trying to handcuff my ability to make a living and make money off of my talent. Don't appreciate that.
What are you gonna do for your birthday?
I'm not going to do anything. I have two radio shows to host. I'm going to spend the entire day with Casey.
Oh, it's lit.
Here at the Odyssey Studios. Eat some cupcakes that were brought in for me. I've been,
they're probably gluten-free and dairy-free and sugar-free and
sugar-free.
Vegan.
No, is the cupcake good?
No, it's really good. It's really rich.
It
I
is,
don't know what they did. It's really, really rich, but it's good.
It is dairy-free though.
Yeah.
I don't do dairy. And I've been instructed to go home after the show, so I'm sure I'm having a nice little dinner there, but that's it.
You've been instructed?
Dinner's taken care of at home.
You want to watch a baby for your birthday?
I wouldn't mind watching a baby, unless you're talking about yours. Your baby looks at me like she wants to beat my ass. You good?
That happens sometimes.
What else you want to talk about? Let's get it all off your chest. What else you want to do?
Oh, man. I'm in a pretzel. You know what I mean? Like, try to thread the needle, do them both. The easiest decision will be made if they say you can't do Cam and Mace. Mm-hmm. Then
when's the last time you talked to Vegas? You talked to Cam and?
Saturday. And I talked to Worldwide Wes on... on Sunday.
Okay. Well, that was one we hadn't talked about here on this show before.
We had, no.
listen. I know it's like I'm not as good as I normally am. I know, like I don't have as much for you. It's a lot going on.
No, you're fine.
One, you can get back to gardening and hanging out with your mom.
This is a happy space for me.
We can goof off. Kenny's kind of drunk. We had a shot earlier.
People are going to believe you when they think. No, that shot was a little strong. I don't know what they had
Kenny,
in there.
Kenny,
you had a shot today?
Yes.
Yeah, well, we had a shot for D-Lo's birthday. That's what we do. People are calling in left and right. The phones are ringing off the hook.
I did.
Yeah, the phones are ringing off the hook. It's crazy for D-Lo's birthday. It really is just a crazy day around here.
Just got a text from Carmichael David. It's pretty wild.
I brought down the mood with the dump button and the wet blanket. Golly.
No, the dump button is funny. That was probably the most That was probably the most like
fast of
like
dump.
Like
ever.
The most like
hardcore,
nastiest
yeah.
like yeah. firing of the dump button in history.
Yeah, that was official. That was a classic.
I knew it right away. Dropped the phone.
That was a classic.
I was just with my guys for that one. You know, I wasn't even on ESPN 1320.
Hey man, sometimes it had to be said the way it has to be said. You know, that's what it comes down to. But yeah, I had a shot, and it was man. It was, I don't know what it was, man. That was some. I'm good. I'm good, but. I can't have three of those.
I'm sorry. What did you just say?
Fireball. I said, what was it? Fireball?
No, bro. This isn't a trailer park. Like, what are you talking about?
Oh,
a fireball? No. The boss had some whiskey in their office.
He didn't know what it was. So I was like, it clearly wasn't.
Well,
his,
that's
like,
because Kenny doesn't drink very often.
Well,
that's,
and I don't drink whiskey either. And I'm not like, I can't drink something and be like, oh, this is, I know this brand. Is it vodka? Is it tequila? Is it whiskey? Is it cognac? Oh, okay. I don't know the brands like that. Except for maybe Crown Apple. I do like Crown Apple a lot.
Crown Apple?
Yeah, Crown Apple. Crown Royal Apple. It's delicious.
Oh, Crown Apple.
Yeah. It's delicious.
Got it.
I haven't had that in a long time, though.
How much did you enjoy the Olympics?
Oh,
or
so
specifically
fun.
Olympic basketball.
Do you have you held the gold yet? Have you had it around? Have you held the gold yourself yet, Deal? Like, have you?
No. Well, not that one. No. No.
I was just wondering if that was what the dinner plans were like.
So,
aside of steak and gold.
No. One, I think you know better. And two. The coaches, this is maybe a little known fact, the coaches don't actually get gold medals.
Oh, I did not know that.
So you certainly, you don't get them at the Olympics. If memory serves me correctly, because this is her third and her second as a coach, I believe USA Basketball made her one for the 3-on-3 in 2020. Mm. And I assume that that's the case for coaches, is that USA Basketball makes you one, but you don't leave the Olympics with a gold medal.
Mm. Got it.
I didn't know that.
So it's on, it's in freight. It's on its way.
Well, probably.
Unless they're like Book and KD, go to San Tropez. Have a good old time. You see that then?
Yeah, they're just going down Kevin
Durant's on the slide like this.
Yeah. He looks happy. He looks like he's having a good old
like
time.
Like they're having a blast.
Do you guys think I was wrong in telling Tatum he needs to take that gold medal and go home?
Yes.
Yes, you were.
Yes. Yeah. Don't do that to Tatum, man.
Cam thought I was wrong.
You were wrong. Him and Deuce were having a great moment. He was doing the show me the money and, you know, and did all that. And they were having a good time. And Trista tells him to take the gold medal.
Listen.
You have an unhealthy frustration with Jason Tatum.
There needs to be someone to tell him, like, do not put Vince Staples avenge Tatum.
There's nothing wrong with that.
To avenge Tatum. All right, Chatty House, start firing off tweets. Avenge Trista. And I'll just start putting it on my story.
Well, like, y'all heard
it. You know when it's like, you know, you're breaking up with somebody or you're like in a fight with somebody or you're frustrated about something. And then you like, you put like the song, a subtle song on. And
you got
like a inspirational tweet. And everybody's like, wow, that person, like we see that and we're friends with them. And they're like, man, I'm not going to reach out to them. But like, clearly they're in their feelings right now. Clearly they decided to take to Instagram to post their frustrations about something we didn't really need to know about on your story. And that is what I saw from the Avenge Tatum. It's like, we didn't need you to post that to your story. You know, like, I know you like Vince Staples. I know you feel like you were done wrong, but you were 0-for-16 on jumpers for the entirety of the Olympics.
No, you couldn't get in the rhythm.
What if he was just having fun?
You got to get in where you fit in when you're with some goats.
What if Derek White is not a goat?
Wow.
I'm talking about LeBron, KD, you know, Steph.
Did Steph or LeBron or Kevin Durant, for that matter, did they put any extra stamp on their legacies?
Well, I think LeBron did. I think Steph did. I think KD's legacy from the Olympics was solidified 2021. He was just so good in that one. But Bron and Steph, who, you know, this is Steph's first Olympics, which is crazy, right? Like, for him to have been in his career for this long and this be the first one. And that makes sense, right? Because, like, by the time he was in his prime, they were winning championships. And, like, you don't really want to extend your summer, and I get it. And Bron, it's kind of the same thing. They're thinking about championship windows. But both of them together, I feel like the chapter finally closed when it was like Steph versus Bron. Like, they, it felt like maybe 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, there was friction. The fan bases were hating on the other player. It was like a lot of anti-Steph slander, a lot of anti-Bron slander. And, like, the truth is probably they want to be on a team together. Like, they just play basketball so beautifully together. It's fun to watch. Seeing them hug each other and smile, the brightest smile you've ever seen. They, like, they look at each other like, man, how come we can't do this for more than 13 days? You know?
Yeah.
It's like a little fling. It's like a fling with someone you got chemistry with, and they live in, like, you know, Houston, and you live in, like, Indonesia. It's like, we're never going to be able to make this work. You know, like, we can't even long distance this thing.
They were talking about their contracts match up, though.
They, like, do.
For 2026 is the last year of both of their deals, so.
I'd love for them to just take a veteran minimum to go wherever they both want to go.
No.
Together.
No, because Steph is in Golden State like, hey, buddy, if you want to do this, I'm set to make about $90 million a year. You're going to have to come here.
I don't think he wouldn't do it, though. I think Bron would do that. The only issue is that I think Bron and Steph, but mostly Bron, will be back for the LA Olympics.
You think so?
I think that's the closing chapter for him.
So
going back to LA.
So we were trying to figure this out yesterday. We thought a lot of people would be gone. I meant to talk about this, but I was thinking about this morning. I think Bron is going to try and come back. Bron would be
43.
And even if he's not, like,
dominant. Diana's 42.
Even if he's not dominant, I think he's going to try and play in L.A. I really do.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. Why wouldn't he? Mm-hmm. You know? It's a great closeout, and it's just a perfect way to say sayonara on a career.
Yeah. I don't know about Steph. I do think LeBron. I think LeBron will. I don't know about Steph. I think LeBron and KD might play. I don't know about Steph.
LeBron might have to do the Magic Johnson thing where I'm going to retire from the NBA.
Yeah.
However, note to USA Basketball. I intend to play in the LA Olympics.
That would be
dope,
too.
Yes. As long as Bronny comes with me.
Okay. Well, Bronny, he can be there sitting next to Kion right there at courtside. He'll be doing that.
He'll play just the same amount of minutes as Jason Tatum.
Well, wow, see, why? Why? Because Deuce might be watching this, and he doesn't need to hear this type of slander about his dad.
LMA
might be watching this.
You absolutely do not like Jason Tatum. Don't trash Jason Tatum for like 2 weeks and then go, oh, I like him.
Oh, it's been months. It's been months.
That's true. You were trashing him in the playoffs. Almost forgot about you trashing him in the playoffs because it's been such a recent time of you trashing him in the Olympics.
Yes. So I got a text message from somebody within the NBA, and they said, you're like the Kendrick to Jason Tatum's Drake. Every time he does something, you're on that ass. Every time something out, it's like you got it out in 30 seconds. Well. You've had it in the holster, and you were waiting to push publish.
So we talk about LA.
Meet the Tatums.
We talk about LA and all these guys thinking about it and having these guys eventually come back. Maybe a good thing, because Trista, like, say those three didn't come back.
Oh,
I don't know if they went in. Like, I don't know if they went in.
We have to rely on on just Jason Tatum in the Olympics? Like, that's it?
Well, what about
dribble, Ant-Man? Dribble, 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 step back.
Well, what about We're Ant-Man? And the thing about it is, I don't care what happens in, where are they, Istanbul or they're in Malaysia, somewhere like that. I don't care what happens in 32. You cannot get no damn bronze in L.A. Like, you better win the gold. I didn't even say that about this year. But in L.A., there is no other option.
No. It has to be. And I tell you what, it's going to be really, really competitive. Wembanyama 4 years from now. Mm. Wembanyama 4 years from now could be the best player in the league.
Mm-hmm.
That's not an impossibility. Yeah,
absolutely.
And you've got a bunch of guys on the wing. Like, you've got Saloon. Is he going to be good? Like, you've got Bilal Coulibaly. He's still really young. You got a couple of guys like Treor, who's, I think, got 1 or 2 years away from going into the league.
You got the two rookies, the top two picks.
Yeah. Yep, Sarr and Richiche. You got a lot of French guys. And one of the last interviews that I did with Jerry West, he was saying that, you know, the French-North Africa connection is going to really fuel international basketball, but also the NBA for the next 15 to 20 years. So you're seeing that. Now, obviously, Wemby was a big part of that, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. Mm.
Do you think...
I was wondering how that was going down, but okay. Makes sense now. It's like, wait a minute.
Yeah, colonization. Come on.
Wait a minute. She's from France?
How you guys get
She's
so
from
many...
France? What?
France? Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
All right. A little history lesson. There we go.
Do you think Steve Kerr deserved to be criticized?
Yes! I'm so glad his ass is outro. He knew his buns were on fire, boy. We want the Eric Spoelstra Team USA.
Oh,
he
yeah.
won't do any of this tomfoolery. Obviously, Bam will get more minutes, but that's it. Everybody else is not going to be on that team for the Miami Heat. Mm. The only thing I wonder is, like, if LeBron comes back, like, how those two will do together. But I'm sure it's fine. They're dealing with each other right now on Team USA. Yeah, I outside of Tatum, and listen, do I think that Tatum played well in the Olympics? No. Do I think that Tatum deserved 2 DNP CDs? No. Mm. Like, I don't think you should just, like, keep him on ice and, like, period. I don't know what he was going through in practice and how he looked, but, like, that was puzzling. It did feel, again, in multiple games when Steph Curry got hot, especially in the Serbia game, he sits him down. Like, this is not a best of 7, Kerr. You may not medal if Steph Curry sits down and Serbia extends. There were a couple of moments in there where it was very dicey. They were down, 18 points at one point. Mm-hmm. So, like, Steve's rotations, we've been on that ass for years. Mm-hmm. Warriors fans, our Dub fans, have known this forever now. And it's not just a regular season thing. He does this in the playoffs. It's like, oh, well, Steph can only play, you know, 38 minutes. Mm-hmm. That's the hard cap. No matter when, what time, like, there's no presence of mind to say, well, he's smoking hot right now and it's the fourth quarter, but it's okay. This is the regularly scheduled time for Steph to come out. So let's just yank him and see if he's hot when he comes back. We'll just see.
Yeah, they really were, like, one thing we laughed about, because we watched the Serbia game during the show and we just did, like, a watch party for that game because it was so insane, and we experienced what... You Dubs fans, which we experienced the frustration and the jubilation of being a Warriors fan with Steve Kerr and some of the things that he clearly just does as a head coach. And then it's cool, though, because Steph Curry's on your team. Are you being harassed by a bug? What is going on? Also, what the hell is that?
Oh, it's a fly. It's a bug zapper.
Yeah, I've seen that. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. You seen that? Where you get the fly and it electrocutes him. Just kills him right there on the spot.
Well, that seems...
Yeah.
That's crazy. Cool. Yeah,
not excessive.
Crazy.
Well, what happened was, I told you guys for a long time, there's been some sort of entry point into the roof, eaves of the roof. Squirrels have been getting in through the roof. That's my mom's freaking. Oh, she can hear the squirrels in the walls. So I've hired a exterminator. And they've put up squirrel traps on the roof. And this was our first squirrel death in the summer. And it's been different because there's like a ton of flies around that squirrel. That's how I knew that we got one. So they came today and they got rid of the squirrel. But the flies from that dead squirrel are still around. And so I've can't have them in my face during the hit with y'all.
That's good. That's way less distracting than a fly would be.
Hey. Not designed to be not distracting. It's designed to be funny.
Trista out here electrocuting flies live on the show. This is magnificent.
ATK, I saw the IG post, man, but I got to hear it now on wax, man. You ready? You ready for
What's
LA?
You
ready for 2028 LA? I can't imagine what that's going to look like.
Yo, what are they talking about? As someone, you know, Kenny, mm-hmm. you lived there. When you saw the headline of LA is going to be exclusively like public transportation to the events.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. And they're like, well, we've got a metro now. We've got a subway now. And to that, I say, I don't think that people are going to use it. You're going to have to shut the streets down in Los Angeles. And it's not like they're all in the same location. You're going to get some games in Carson, mm-hmm. which is basically just south and east of LA. That's you're going to get some in Malibu, which is all the way north and on the west. You're going to get some in Santa Monica, Venice. All these people are not going to want to stay home
right.
and not do their LA things. There's going to be events, I'm sure, in West Hollywood. I'm sure there's going to be stuff all the way up into the like valley near where the Rams used to train. I forget mm-hmm. what that, I think it's called Thousand Oaks. Yeah, Thousand Oaks up in there. You know what I'm talking about, where all the a lot of elite athletes there.
I can't imagine. I'm excited about it when they announced they were getting the games. Like, this is going to be dope. And now that we're not even really here, we're still 4 years removed, but it's like, how is this supposed to work? Mm. L.A. today is a mess. Like, we were in L.A. today. Like,
but that's every
mess.
Olympic city. Like, the same was true. Like China's Beijing is like L.A. times 10. Mm. They had a weird thing that we heard about where they, like, you could only drive if you had an odd number license plate.
Whoa.
And then the next day would be the even number, and then the next day would be the odd number, and that's how they reduced the pollution in Beijing was by doing that.
Yeah, they're gonna do the same thing. I don't know. They're gonna figure it out. It'll be fine. I just don't. I can't imagine how this is gonna work, in a cohesive way.
Truth be told, I don't think we want to know how this is gonna work because I think a lot of very not talked about things happen in these cities to get them to look the way that they do.
In Venice, when you go to Venice, let's just say it, there's a lot of unhoused folks yeah. mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm. And in Santa Monica, that yep. is a thing that you need to be comfortable with if you live in those areas, which That's I right. did. I used to live right outside of Venice. And there's a whole street, Rose Street, which has an awesome restaurant right there, actually a couple of them. It's like almost unhoused row, mm-hmm. like literally blocks and blocks and blocks. Mm-hmm. Those people are getting displaced.
Yes,
like, those
are.
People are going to be put into buses and sent to who knows
somewhere
where.
Somewhere else.
I don't know. I don't yeah. know where they go. Is it Squid Games? I have no idea.
Bro, they do this. They did this in San Francisco for the Super Bowl. What do you think they're going to do for the Olympics? Mm-hmm. Like, L.A. is a mess for All-Star Weekend. What the Olympics going to look
yeah.
like?
Yeah.
That's going to be crazy. I'll be there, though.
Doesn't mean we won't be there. Yeah, it doesn't mean we won't be there. It just
I'll be
means,
in the mess complaining with everybody else.
It just
else.
Means I don't want to know how you're getting Los Angeles to look like it looks like right now. In Odyssey, we need a driver.
And Damien's the Team USA plug. We know that.
Well, that's facts.
You both of you are grossly overestimating my relationship with Team USA.
He's the plug. We're going to the game.
I thought we were going to the WNBA All-Star game till I inquired about it. And literally the text said, yeah, I forgot. That's what
wow.
the text. Hey, still cool? Hey, we're going to pull up to Phoenix. Oh, I forgot. All right.
Man, that is dirty. That's so nasty work. Wow.
It happens, man.
That Damien just takes it. He just takes it. It's all good.
It's cool. I'm just going to go about my
day. Yeah, that's, like I said, I just can't imagine. Wasn't that the big issue, one of the big issues why Boston didn't get it, or they didn't even want it in Boston? Because they're like, how is this supposed to happen?
So L.A. is big. Like, that's the one thing. That's actually the thing I dislike about L.A. the most. Like, New York, like, obviously, New York is big to a certain degree. But, like, the spots that you like in New York, they're all relatively close. Mm-hmm. Like, Brooklyn, right. Manhattan, that's all relatively close. L.A. is not.
Like, LA's like, it's a 37-mile drive.
Yeah, the Staples Center and or the Hollywood sign or downtown Los Angeles. Oh, yeah, like, cool. Well, Santa Monica, bro, those are like two different that's states.
Universe.
Yeah, Orange County to Hollywood is like
not the same thing.
An hour without traffic.
But we all think that it's LA. And
you can't even have friends that are like in certain areas because you just know you'll never see them. Like I had a.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
A friend that was in Silver Lake, Echo Park, which is way east, like east of downtown, and I lived in Marina Del Rey, and I was like, I just don't think we can be friends anymore. Like, I don't think we're ever, you're never coming over here, I'm never going over there. Pour a little out for the homie.
It happens.
FaceTime. That's about it.
We love you. And
love you.
We're here for you. We'll talk it out. If we got to send the chatty house after somebody, we'll send the chatty house after
chatty
somebody.
House.
You already know.
Chatty
we
house.
Showed that already.
You did. And I got an immediate text, by the way. It was like, oh. Hey, what's happening?
Oh, now he's texting. Okay. Okay. Shallow bitch.
Damien gave his advice. My advice would be, if you're trying to stop my money, then we can't work together.
That's it. That's my thought too. We'll see if we can make both things work.
If you're not doing that, then maybe we could work. Maybe there's something here. But if that's right. That's the deal breaker for me. If you're trying to stop my money, then
the good news is for us as a squad, me, you, Damien, is that they also have committed to more travel flexibility to places like Sacramento. So that I could pull up to live events. There easy from Portland. Mm-hmm. Pull up to live events. Come to Sky River, come through, go to a game. That's what's been told to me, at least. You know how it is. The suits say one thing, they do another. But that was something that I care about a lot.
They need to realize what they got in their hands. They better recognize, man. Come on now.
They don't. Right. They don't. You know how it is. These people, it's just... It is what it is.
All right.
Oh,
you'll get
well,
this.
It is what it is, huh? Oh, okay.
Well, that... All right. We love you, buddy.
I love you guys.
Thanks.
Sorry
right.
to you down. Sorry for the dump, buddy.
Oh, no, that was epic. That was epic. That's getting
happy
clipped
birthday,
and put on social media. Thank you, sweetie.
Talk to you soon.
All right. That's our girl right there. Trista Crick. Also, just real quick, Ben's here. So just...
What?
Shout out, Ben.
Hey, that's good knowledge, though.
Shout out to Ben.
I got the Nugget Market right over there on Greenhaven. I might have to pull up and get that. I got to learn how to cook it, but...
Get it on out there on that grill, man. We'll come back.
Bro, Trista cussed, and I felt like I took a shot.
Jesse's reaction, we'll tell you about it when we get back here. Stilo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. about time to dip in all day BCAAs. You can order yours right now at maptrition.com. Use the promo code DLO1320 to get 10% off your order, whether it's the all-day BCAAs, or you can get the version that you use as a pre-workout with the caffeine in it. That'll get you up and feeling right, get you ready for your training. They have a ton of supplements from fat burners to cravings crushers to greens to things that help you fall into the right type of sleep. And that was something I had to ask questions about. There's sleeping, there's REM sleeps, there's these different cycles of sleeps, there's stuff that knocks you out, like medicine, like NyQuil and all that stuff, that has you waking up and feeling groggy. What they have over at MAP Training is not that. It's the stuff that helps you fall into a nice little calm sleep, make you wake up with some energy. That's maptrition.com, and use the promo code DLO1320 to get 10% off of your order. Also go to Instagram and like my newest video.
Get them likes up, baby.
Let's get Daniel in here, 916-909-1320. Daniel, what's happening?
Hey, talking about me?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, sorry. Hello, shout out to my boys. Happy birthday, D-Lo. You know, Sack Royalty out here.
Hey, what up?
I'm trying to get back to the best shots of all time. Personal favorite, D-Rose, because it over Kyrie, because it felt like it was the last moment for him to be him.
Who's over Kyrie?
He
was saying the one that I brought up, the Kyrie shot.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, the Kyrie shot.
Yeah. That's an all-time. That's top five.
I mean, yeah. That was game seven of the NBA Finals on the road.
Yeah.
I mean,
against a 73-win team. Nobody had come back from 3-1 deficit at the time. Can you finish it off? Yeah, that was
it. But I think the thing about that is it felt like a shot, right? Like sometimes Steph's shots feel like events, like the magnitude, like the degree of difficulty, all of the dribbling that he does before, all of that stuff is just phenomenal.
You know, one that came up on this video that it was an all timer. It's never going to be thought of because it was in the bubble. But
I already forgot.
OG Anunoby. Remember the three he hit, that Kyle Lowry pass, inbound pass, all the way on the other side of the court, and Anunoby gets it and goes up, beat the Celtics?
Nope.
Yes, you remember that.
I do not remember that at all.
Yeah, what's your issue? Yeah, I do remember that.
That was an all-time
I do
shot.
Not remember
Bro, there was
that
like 6/10 of a second left. You had no, like, the stop. Why'd you do that?
That was
the guys, pass was perfect.
You won the series, man. So
hey, that was a scary. That was one of the scary seven-game series they were in. No, the pass was perfect, and the fact that he was able to get it off just, I don't know, it was weird.
Yeah, that Kyle Lowry pass was unbelievable.
Well, if we're doing that, Harrison Barnes in an empty arena against Cleveland. How about that?
Well, look, it's not Harrison Barnes, but Kevin Martin.
Oh, Kevin Martin. Yeah.
Kevin Martin. I don't think anybody outside of Sacramento really remembers that, but
that was a hell of a play.
Yeah, that was a great playoff that was a hell moment.
You got Tyreek jumping on the table, too.
That's right.
You got that one.
That's right.
Let's get Kamara in here. Kamara, who was just pouring his heart out in the text thread over the weekend after the USA basketball win.
Standing here looking out my window.
Kamara.
It means something to me, damn it. It's still real to me.
What's up, man?
Happy birthday, man.
Oh, thank you, brother. I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Yeah, my wife's birthday was yesterday.
Yeah, I
man,
saw
Leo
that.
Leo season in full effect.
Yeah, man. Leo's y'all a pain in the ass, bro. Yeah.
Well, but you love us, so here we are.
Yeah,
I mean, Kamara,
yeah.
What are we at, 20 years at this point?
24?
Yeah.
So you know Kamara for 24 years?
Yeah.
And he ain't come out to Sacramento yet?
Well, remember he was, but COVID. And then I guess he
COVID
just said
was almost a decade ago. Man, get out here.
and then he said, I guess the hell with them. I'm just going to never reschedule that trip. We were supposed to be at the famed Pelicans game.
Yeah, we were the Pelicans. Yeah, yes, we were going to. Yes. You guys keep bringing literally every time I call, y'all gonna bring this up?
So
yeah,
okay.
Until you come back to Sacramento,
Kamara.
Then
the season starts Thursday, October 21st, at the Golden One
Center.
Don't
mind Kenny; he's drunk.
No,
okay, pull
listen,
up.
Here's the
pull
problem.
Up. Come on,
here's
man.
Here's the problem. I will be in Atlanta. No, so my daughter's birthday is October 20th.
Always
now I'll be
who is it, Drake? This guy's always in Atlanta. Like, what is he doing?
Man, he calls you Drake, bro. Those are fighting words.
I run to Atlanta. Listen, I'll be in Atlanta, and then I'm literally flying out of Atlanta to Chicago. So I have my daughter's birthday that week. Then I'll be in Atlanta. Then I'll be in Chicago.
So here's what I heard. You have time to go to Atlanta, and you have time to go to Chicago, but you don't have time to come to Sacramento.
Chicago's business. Atlanta is the One Music Fest. But I am going to catch the Usher concert out there in Chicago.
Oh, of course
I'm
you are.
Do that.
This guy,
no,
man.
Of course you are.
Yo, this guy, man.
So, but I'm still going out there for business, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So what he's saying is, D'Lo and Casey have to hire him as our attorney to get him out here. Oh, I appreciate you, Kamara. I don't know. I don't even know what I'm guessing. That's not even what Kamara called for, but maybe our build hours were up. I'm not sure. Thanks, Kamara.
Oh, man.
Kamara was like, I'm done with you idiots. Forget it.
Oh, man.
I can't remember when he canceled that trip, because it's not like he canceled the day of. Like, I think he maybe canceled it a week or two prior.
He saw some things.
Yeah. And it was like, yeah, I cannot go ahead and I can't make that trip.
I caught a plane. I feel like I caught a plane. Like, it feels like maybe a day or two after the 11th. It was the 11th. Mm-hmm. It was March 11th, right?
Mm-hmm.
When things were just shutting down left and right. Mm-hmm. And I had to go to L.A. to handle some business. And that was a trip. That was a trip. Like, being in the airport, being on that plane, like, it was, like, pretty naked on that plane.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, this is serious business. That was a trip.
I really thought we were never going to get out of that. Thinking back to, how are we going to get our haircuts? How, dude, can we even go to the store? How do we get food?
Man, we stocked up crazy.
Oh, you was one of them people?
Yeah, well, a guy that I knew at the barbershop, he hit us up maybe on, like, that Monday or Sunday night and was like, he had some intel or something like that. And he texts a little group chat. He's like, hey, stock up, bro. Stock up. And we were like, say less. Me and Jazz. We went to Walmart, got a bunch of toilet paper, water, food.
Oh, you was one of them.
We stocked up crazy. It was like 11:30 at night. And then Reese was like, what's going on? I'm scared. Don't worry about it. Stay with Grandmama. We'll be back in a second. We thought it was over.
Y'all are wild.
But yeah, we got that thing. I think it was like, it was a Tuesday, I think, when all that went down. I think we got it on like Sunday night.
That might be the most ridiculous thing of our lifetime. Hey, there's an airborne virus that is making people really, really ill. Go buy all the toilet paper.
Toilet paper and water. We had a bunch of it.
Let's get Chicago in here.
Chi-town. Well,
was Chicago the one?
Yeah.
All right. Chi-town, what's happening, baby?
Oh, nothing much, man. I just was tapping in for a minute and wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Yes, sir. No doubt, man. And last time I was listening, KC was going on a trip or something and messing with some bears and all of that. How did that go?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I went to Yosemite. Here. I'm here. I made it, man.
Oh, that's what's up. So you had fun?
It was a good experience. I had a good time with the family, and it was something that I probably wouldn't have done without, you know, my wife and interested. So it was good to experience it. It was cool.
That's good, man. That's good. Life is good, man. God is good, man. So I just was tapping in. I heard it was your birthday. I've been at work, so I don't get a chance to call and mess with y'all as much. But I listen all day, every day. But quick thing, man. So
relationship question?
Yeah, I was about to say, you good? Everything good, man?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm okay, good, man. Still on my grind and still chasing.
That's not what we meant. That's not what we meant.
Does she understand? You guys have an understanding now?
We ain't gonna talk about that right now. Her and Baby D right here, right now. And you don't know Baby D.
Chicago did that. Hey, man. Not now, bro. I'm not alone. I'm not alone, bro. Not now.
Go ahead, Chicago.
But the Olympics, man, that was the funnest 2 weeks I had all year, man. Watching everything, man, that was really dope, man. NBC and Snoop Dogg, everybody, that was a really good experience, man. But why is the basketball team, like, do y'all think it's fun if they blow every team out by 20 points? Like, I thought it was very more intense and exciting and getting into it by watching them when they played Serbia and it came down to the wire. And, you know, I just thought it was more fun like that. No fun blowing nobody out by 20, everybody. Like, you know, that's just my opinion, man.
In the good news, Chi-Town, because those days are probably over. Yeah. Like, they might beat up a few teams in pool play, but once you get into those medal rounds, I think we're going to have a lot more games like that mm-hmm. Serbia game, like that France game. Like, the day, like, this isn't 1992. Like, the days of the Dream Team being that much more dominant than, you know, these other professional franchises out there, those days are over.
I agree.
Days are over. Yeah. 916-909-1320 if anyone else wants to get on the phone lines. We'll step out, we'll come back. We've got Jason Jones set to join us in about 30 minutes and much more to talk about in the NFL as D'Lo and Casey roll along here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. We're talking about Trista's epic dump button moment, and Jesse's face was just extraordinary. Like, I wish the camera was up. You always have a funny reaction when you have to hit the dump button. But that one especially was
worse than anything like Rick Ross or Brett ever did. Like, you can drop the little S bomb or whatever. She hit like the MF, and I was like, no.
It was with like such authority too.
I waited like 2 seconds just to make sure I didn't like dump it too fast or whatever too. I was like, I have to make sure I get this one.
Yeah. That was my favorite part. Let's get Peyton here. 916-909-1320.
All in the day, man. My dog, man. He got the lines buzzing.
Ain't nobody calling about
man.
That.
Air horns for my dog's birthday. Man.
What's up, Peyton?
Hey, happy birthday, my brother.
Thank you, my man. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah, man. It's been a minute. Just want to say happy birthday to you. Hey, I don't know if y'all already talked about this. This is a few weeks ago, but did y'all see here Trista Trick? Trista, what's her last name?
Crick.
I'm not even going to try to say it.
It's okay.
But on the It Is What It Is podcast.
Absolutely. She's doing her thing with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She's doing, she's, hey, Cam liked D'Lo and KC in the chatty house. Cam was a big fan of Trista Crick and reached out to her through social media, and they got something cooking. Mm-hmm. She did a couple of episodes of that show. And hopefully she got a lot more in front of her. But we'll find out. Like, I wasn't expecting her to start our conversation with contract talks today. That's something we've been talking about a lot over the last couple of weeks. But sometimes you just got to get stuff off your chest. And Trista needed to talk today. So
yeah, man.
We talked through it.
Peyton gone. I thought Peyton was still there. No,
Peyton's done.
All right.
Appreciate it, Peyton. Katrina's here, though. Oh, man, Katrina did.
Oh, come on, man. It's a special day, man.
I think Katrina's called day. The 102.5 more than she's called this one.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Well, it's a very special day. I just wanted to wish you a very happy birthday.
Thank you, Katrina. Nice.
You're welcome. See, I actually want to say
you actually
birthday.
Sounded nice when you said it, not like you know who. Have you ever caught Ramsey smiling or like laughing? Like when you guys go to comedy shows, you go to comedy shows all the time. Does he actually laugh?
Yeah, I make him laugh all the time.
like with like teeth showing and like movement in the body.
Yeah,
I've never seen it.
He laughed so hard he cried.
Never seen it.
Or Katrina. Catch Ramsey smiling and laughing was so damn funny.
Oh, and I wanted to say while he was at the Giants game last night, it gave me time to enjoy watching you guys on with Deuce and Mo.
Oh,
and I
good
thoroughly
stuff.
Enjoyed it.
Appreciate oh, good, it. Good. It, we appreciate you, Katrina. Can't wait to see you next week. Thank you for the birthday wishes.
Of course. I look forward to it.
Yeah. She's so sweet.
So nice.
Just so different. It's just so different.
Ramsey's nice, too.
No, Ramsey's...
I have pleasant interactions with Ramsey every time.
Oh, yeah. In person?
Yeah.
10 out of 10. On the phone, he sounds like he's irritated. like Ramsey in person, it's just like all love and hugs and talk and, you know, what's going on. And but Ramsey, like on the phone, sounds like he's mad at me. I almost like every time. Did I upset you, Ramsey?
No.
Okay. That's our man. First ballot Hall of Famer right Absolutely. There, Ramsey.
Absolutely.
So what do you want to talk about?
Well, I mean, there's a couple of different...
No,
well,
I got it. I'm sorry. That was the shoot moment. I was like, where are we in the show? Normally, it doesn't matter, but sometimes it matters. And we're in one of those stretches of the year where it matters. Jason Jones joins us coming up in about 20, 30 minutes or so. Anxious to get his thoughts on both Olympic basketball. Steph, LeBron covers both of those guys extensively. And his Raiders, as Antonio Pierce said, they will name their starting quarterback following the game against the Dallas Cowboys coming up on Saturday.
I know you were going to, but in the Matthews Masters Chatty House Ramsey response, he says, not mad on the phone, just have to maximize phone call time.
Well, that's
minutes.
That's a good call. That's a good point by Ramsey.
Ramsey can't call past nine.
No, I don't think that's what he's talking about. I think he's saying, I ain't getting faded by Jesse.
Ramsey's good with me. Ramsey don't get the fade. Ramsey's to the point. I don't have to worry about Ramsey.
Ramsey funny, man. He funny. But
we didn't mention this. We should have yesterday. It's still prudent today. The 49ers canceled their joint practices with New Orleans.
Jeez, these poor guys.
Because this Kyle.
Goodness gracious.
As Kyle Shanahan said, they don't have enough healthy bodies.
Man, what the heck? What's going on here? Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. We ain't getting no kind of love in Santa Clara. Jeez.
Serious question. Are you concerned?
Yeah, as far as like, I'm concerned as far as like trying to win a Super Bowl. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, I think they'll still be a good team. I think they're a playoff team. I still think they win the division. But trying to win a Super Bowl, this is not, none of this is good.
If they lose Ayuk, that wide receiver room goes from like top five to
not even in return.
Top 20 or whatever.
That's tough.
Like, it's just Debo. Like, Juwan Jennings is fine, but he's a third wide receiver at best.
It's Debo and Kittle, though. It's Debo and Kittle.
Yeah, I guess. I don't usually include the tight ends, but. Yeah.
So, but I mean, like, you're not as good of a team if you don't have Ayuk. That's just the bottom line of it. So, to be honest with you, like, if everything was going smooth, so to speak, or things were okay, and it was just Ayuk possibly leaving, I wouldn't feel that bad about things. But, like, nothing's going right.
Yeah.
Nothing's going right. Outside of, I mean, I guess the McCaffrey thing is an injury, but I think he'll be back. The big stars seem to be healthy, so that's okay, but everything else is just...
It's not good.
It's bad. It's just bad vibes.
Let's get Manny in here, 916-909-1320. What's happening, Manny?
What's up, my man? Happy birthday.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
I'm looking forward to the 1,000th show. It's off the hook. I know you always say it's about the fans, the Chatty House, all that, but in reality, also from our perspective, you, Jesse, KC, even Kyle and James, it's the way you guys interact with us. It's the way you include us and stuff, your generosity. You, on numerous occasions, I've reached out to you. You've given me great advice and even offered to help on certain things. And not everyone, that's not, you know, that's who you are. And because of who you guys are, that's what makes all this so great as a family, right? As a Chatty House family. So I'm looking forward to the show. Working on some stuff I'm hoping that we'll be able to talk about at the show. But it's a Chatty House extravaganza special. But again, man, kudos to you guys. You three on this show are phenomenal. And man, it's only more to come.
We're not dying. I just want to point that out to everybody. We're not dying.
We might not make it till Sunday, but
appreciate you, Manny. Thank you, brothers.
Shout out, Manny. Manny, one of the he's an OG too. He was one of the first guys.
Absolutely.
One of the first guys.
Absolutely.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.